Hello, footies, and welcome back to the one and only daily FIFA podcast. We're Foot in Review. We bring you updates about the latest content. We talk players, review them, and of course, as a part of footcoaching.com, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. We upload our latest episode every day at 2200 hours Central European time. But if you want episodes early and some awesome bonus content, consider joining our Patreon. It's patreon.com/footinreview. We're building an awesome community where all help each other over there. And your support also provides you with some more fantastic benefits like custom tactics, instructions, you name it. Today is Wednesday, October 14th, and we are recording episode 13 of our third season. My name is John, also known as Foot Coaching, and I'm back with my dear friend, also known as the King of the North, it's Yngwie.
Hello, hello.
Hello, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm good. Been a long day, but I'm good. Can't complain.
Just for everyone listening, 2 minutes ago, Yngwie was still playing a match. Now he says, oh, it's a long day.
That's in the past. That's in the past.
And it says, I can't complain.
Yeah, but life is good. I'm not.
That's more important,
about,
though.
I'm not talking about my team.
I'll get that fixed as well. Hey, Yngwie.
Yeah.
We're not alone tonight.
Nope.
Joining us is one of the show's regulars, Foot in Review supporter, all the way from Scotland, making his hat trick. It's John, the Saint, at Talking Food.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Hello, Mr. Saint.
How are we tonight?
How are you doing? How do you like your new nickname?
It's good. I like it.
Yeah. We have to thank friend of the show, Chris, for making up that name, though. He actually knew who you were supporting before I asked it.
Yes. Chris is the Rangers supporter.
Yes, he's Mr. Teddy Bear.
Yes,
so we got a Saint and a Teddy Bear already. And of course, we got Beretov in the form of Nishant. The King of the North, I don't have a nickname for myself, but I'll leave that up to you. It's good to have you back on board, John.
No, thanks very much for having me, guys.
How's FIFA 21 treating you?
I'm enjoying it. Versus 20, which I got frustrated at, I'm really enjoying 21.
Awesome. I'm quite enjoying the gameplay myself, but I need some more tuning. And I think I like co-op a lot more, and talk about co-op. We'll definitely play some co-op after this podcast, right?
Yes.
I've heard we're going to run up to Div 1 for you.
That's a long road, but we'll go there.
The journey is all that matters.
Yes.
Yngwie, we've got some content today. Do you want to take us through it?
Yes, we have. We got another kit SBC. So this looks like almost a daily SBC now, called the City of Angels kit with the Trejos Tacos on it. It seems cost around 6k to do. You need minimum 2 nationality/regions, minimum 76 overall team rating, and minimum 40 team chemistry. Though. So it's not that hard to do. Funky pink kit as well. So, interesting one.
I don't like kits as I don't do the SBCs, you know, I think about it, but then they come up with Danny Trejo. Oh, man. So we already had the Team Hullet kit, which I have to do if it comes out in SBC. And they already put out straight the day after it. I said that they put out Trejo's Taco Zaridos kit. Oh. It's going to be one expensive year.
5k is not too bad, though. 6k.
That's true, but it's 5 times or 7 times that in a week now. Slowly draining my club. You going to do it, John?
No, that's what I was going to say. I think I did 2 or 3 SBCs last year. If there's something I really like and I will use it as my home or away kit, I'll do it. But if it doesn't become one of my 2 kits, I don't see the point.
We can ask Yngwie, what's the point of that?
I collected them, pretty much most of them on FIFA 20, but I'm skipping lots of kit SBCs now, trying to be a little bit more sensible and not tie up 150k in the kits. That's a little bit of a waste, because if you buy them expensive, you're going to lose coins. So I'm trying to be a little bit more sensible. There's going to be a few I think I will do, but hopefully not too many tempting.
If it's pink, you have to do it. I mean, it's got Danny Cahill.
I need to see how it looks in game, though. I need to see how it looks in game.
How can you see how it looks in game, since no one... You're not playing
there's
anyone.
There's always someone doing it and posting it on the forums or on Reddit.
That's fair. But you got to see it in motion, right?
And they have to have the name of the players on the back of the kit. If they don't have it, I can't do the SBC.
No?
I hate it when the players doesn't have the names on the back when you see the replays, when I record a goal. I don't know why I get annoyed by it, but...
You can actually, did you hear that, John? You can actually hear his annoyance in his voice. It was like, I hate it when they bring the no names in the kits.
Yes.
But it's a fun, I mean, these SBCs, we talked about it yesterday. These SBCs are fine. If you want to do it, do it. I mean, it's extra. I'm fine with it. The more they put out like this, I'm like, yeah, okay. I mean, it's not expensive for this. And I mean, it's not like the 15K Paris Saint-Germain kits we got last year.
No, when the Icon one was 83 rated squad or something.
Exactly. I mean, this is fine.
Yep.
What else have we got?
We got SBC called Hakimi to Inter. This one costs around 6k to do as well, and you get a gold player's pack if you do the SBC. So that's a little bit more than a kit pack. You need minimum one player from Serie A, minimum three leagues, maximum four players from the same league, minimum two rare players, minimum overall rating is 75, and team chemistry is minimum 80. So, a little bit annoying with the 80 chemistry, but still it's not expensive to do.
Gold player spec, you said, right?
Just one rare player. 12 gold, one rare. So,
yeah, then I might skip that one as well, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth it, but it feels a bit expensive what you get back.
Certainly for what I got out of the pack, it was expensive, but I suppose that's always the gamble with any... You're always hoping for that player to come out.
Yeah.
That's fair, yeah.
No guts, no glory.
No, yeah, I guess that's true anyways. Yeah, I mean, I'm not quite a fan of doing all the SBCs just yet, but I'm still doing them. So I guess it works. Oh, well. But John, you already did it?
Yes, I did.
And you packed?
I can't pronounce it. The the Belgian player from Club Brugge in midfield.
A former?
No, the other one. John?
Never mind.
Van Aken. Apologies for my pronunciation.
No worries. I'm slaughtering the English language every night, so don't worry about that.
So that was my big rear pull.
Yeah, that's it happens. Ingvi, I've got a question for you though.
Yeah,
where is my Matuidi?
I don't know, he's maybe on a flight somewhere. I don't know, maybe we'll get him on Friday then, it seems, or maybe tomorrow. I don't know, it's a little bit uncertain at the moment. We just have to wait. I think EA has a plan, and we just have to be patient, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, we'll wait. It has to come before Friday, though, because Team of the Week, Want to Watch Team, of course. Team 2 has been announced and will be released this Friday. Since it's already Wednesday, I can't see Matuidi coming Friday, so it has to be tomorrow. Although, Thiago Silva came on the Saturday.
We'll see.
We'll see, definitely. I don't think I'm going to do it, by the way. I'm just wondering where he's staying. Where he's at.
Yeah.
Want to watch team? Want to discuss that? Or want to wait until Friday we get it? There's no, I mean, wait, no I kick, think. No surprise names in there, right?
No, I think it's a strong looking Premier League heavy, but yeah, some good players for Friday.
Yeah, it's very heavy. I think 14 out of 22 players from those, from the one to watch teams are from Premier League. So
strange a little bit that you don't have anything from Barcelona, for example.
Like?
Pjanic, at least.
I had hearing rumors he might be an objective.
That could be, of course.
But it's just rumors, of course. But if Jota gets a objective card on a Friday, I can see Pjanic getting an objective card this Friday.
Maybe start buying some Bosnian players. No, not Bosnian, sorry.
I wouldn't say, I was like, okay, that you can try it, but I don't know if it works.
Yeah, he's from Bosnia.
Yeah, he's from Bosnia. Yeah. But I don't think it's sooner going to be something Barcelona related, I think.
Yeah, it'll either be an SBC or it'll be an objective. So.
Yeah.
We'll see. But, I mean, interesting, right? Don't think it's very, very, nothing surprising there.
No.
Team of the week, though. We got the new team of the week. Team of the week number 3. What do you guys think of that? Do you want to go through it?
I can go quick. At least mention one thing. I wonder where Neymar is. Didn't he score 3 goals? Or was it too late? Firmino scored 2 and he got an inform. So that's a little bit strange. And I must say the upgrade on Firmino is really bad. I was really disappointed when I saw the in-game upgrades. So
Most of the in-game upgrades aren't good. I mean, last week we had some low rated, we had some low rated players who got a big upgrade. But the moment they get a bit higher, the upgrades are minimum again. So I wouldn't. I mean, Firmino is cool. The 80, I think 87, is cool. The 88 is a tiny bit cooler, but doesn't really matter.
It's those early upgrades that get the big stat boosts.
Yeah. But there are some interesting cards in there. I mean, what do you think of Olivier Giroud? That's probably good. No. He's got 1 leg. I don't know if you checked that, but he's got 42 pace. I don't think it's going to be viable in this FIFA.
Not for your centre back in FIFA 21, no.
Maybe good for crossing, though.
No, because whenever you give the cross, he's still walking from midfield upwards.
Maybe teleport jump.
That I've seen happening as well, yeah.
Well, he can have a fight versus that Jim City central back with 45 pace. I think that should be an even match in this area. So that could be a fight in a match.
Yeah, I mean, not worth, I don't think these are.
It's not viable.
No, there's a lot of cards. There are some fun cards in there, but I think the critical note from my side, and I'll let you guys duke it out, is Neymar has to be there. I can't see why not, but okay. But the higher upgrades like Ramos, Firmino, meh. I mean, plus one.
Small stuff things.
Partey is cool, of course, from his 84, but that upgrade isn't that big either. I mean, his 84 is 23,000 coins, his 86 is not on the market at 290,000. I mean, that's hype.
What to watch, isn't it, though, John?
Oh, yes, of course, you're right. And he's 166, but still. You're right. He's 166, but I mean 140,000 for just a tiny upgrade. If you want to get him for a weekend league, I just get the regular one. I'm quite honest, the one to watch. The one not to watch, of course, the non-aim for. Yes, thank you. Bye bye. That's me. Ødegaard though, Yngvi.
Decent upgrade.
No, it's not nothing, but he got an upgrade.
Yeah. So you got lucky with that pull.
Yeah, so the moment we said he's not going to get any upgrades because he doesn't play unless he plays for national squad, then he might be able to get an upgrade. And the moment we said that, he got an upgrade. So we're not saying we don't do it. We're very good at predicting things. But in this case, he just got lucky, I guess. Still not going to use him. He's still not good enough. But maybe two upgrades.
Looks okay.
Yeah, looks problem okay. Is, I mean, the five-star skills is really cool, right?
Yeah, the two-star weak foot, I guess.
Yes, so. Thank you.
Yeah.
A quick note about weak foot, by the way, before we start talking more about Team of the Week, maybe. That's right with you.
Yep.
We got many messages this morning, and I want to highlight, two guys that sent me a message. It was Romelo, X36, fan of the show, who's been listening for a long time, and of course, dear friends of the show, Leopold Smith. They both sent in that we talked about weak foot, and it was actually confirmed from EA that the weak foot adjustments have been changed. Basically, they changed 3-star weak foot to 65% of the normal rating, and the 4-star weak foot to 85, and that was, I think, 75. So there are some, the weak foot has actually been upgraded. So yes, 3-star weak foot is more viable than last year, and 4-star weak foot is definitely like probably good enough this year. So that's a good thing. And it got confirmed, and they sent me the message right this morning after we talked about yesterday. So shout out to them. And overall, our gut feeling that they changed it was correct.
Yep.
Always good. Always fun to have something right.
Yeah. Always good to know how things are kind of working behind the mechanics.
Definitely. Do we have any cheap beasts, which you guys say, well, I wouldn't mind not packing this one. Do you have any highlights of this team of the week, John?
I wouldn't say highlights. I think there's a few that will be in demand, and they'll certainly not be cheap. So like Bobby Firmino will be in demand. Kyle Walker will be in demand. I was looking at Hintig. I can't even pronounce it. It shows you my language skills are shocking, John. The centre-back in the Bundesliga. Yeah. Thank you very much. But again, his acceleration or sprint speed, one of the two, is very, very low. So I don't think he's viable. So it's not... It looks good, but there's nobody in that team that would make my team at the moment.
Fun fact is, though, that Walker had a price range for 450 and they went extinct. So I've heard a few guys sniped a few of those and they upped the price range and they sold them for 775K. So that's a nice profit. I think he's around 650 or something, 640, 650 now, Kyle Walker, on the Xbox.
Wow, that's expensive.
So, yeah, I didn't have 450K to try and snipe snipe before the range went up anyway. So,
thing is, he's really, he looks really fast. Good, but I'm just wondering about his work rates. I mean, but he's got the stamina. Not that you need stamina, but he's got high work rates. But he does have the 90 acceleration, 95 sprint speed, and all the defensive things he wants. But I'm not quite sure how much the work rates influence it. But the thing is, I went away from Ramos, which is also in this team of the week, of course, because he went out of position too often, and I had to correct it too many times. This might be a risk with this one as well.
Yeah, I think it'll just be in demand, John, purely like you said, because of the fact that he has that super high pace. And that's why I think he'll be in and the Premier League. Is what makes
most. We'll see him in so many of the rich meta teams.
Yeah, and that's why I hope the work rates don't help him, and let's put him in central defender. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, if they put with a shadow, of course, let's get 99 acceleration, 99 sprint speed, 92 interceptions, 95 standing tackle, 99 sliding tackle. So, but of course, defensive awareness 83 is not the best.
I would not put a shadow on this one, though. I mean,
no, but many will. But do I would put if I'm going to put probably put Anchor or Sentinel. I guess
I drew a Gladiator. I would 100% throw a Gladiator on him, making it 92 interception, 83 defensive awareness. Okay, but it's then 95 standing tackle and 99 sliding tackle.
Gladiator.
Yeah.
I would have used but Sentinel.
He gives better actually than Sentinel should have been better for him, but it isn't. That's but of course, it boosts his shooting though, which you don't need that much. But I see why you want to get those defensive stats upgraded. Those are better with Gladiator. Yeah,
yeah, it's the only card that gives 15 plus sliding tackle, right? And I think finishing and set it doesn't really matter, but the other things like plus 10 interception with the speed being good enough.
Yeah, speed is of course good enough. So I was just thinking about strength, but well, he's fast, so
yeah,
that will save him.
I mean, Sentinel could work as well, but it will put the standing tackle to 90 and the sliding tackle to 89. I mean, I'd rather have those on 95 and 99.
Yeah,
but might be the first card which I think Gladiator works.
Well, Gladiator can work on a quick central midfielder as well. That needs a little bit of defensive stats and a little bit of shooting boost. Then, of course, the Gladiator would be nice to put on a central midfielder.
And that's a good point, though. Frankie de Jong with the Gladiator. Be right back. Valverde with Gladiator, by the way, just saying. All right, what do we have more? We have also Corona. It would be a bad joke if I say that's in form.
Yeah, the Porto player.
Yeah.
Fun card, 5-5 skill moves.
It's the links. That's why you wouldn't see them that often, I don't think. It's just the links.
Yeah, there's not that many good cards in the Portuguese league for some reason this year. They've been chopped a lot. So
that's the problem.
So, yeah, when you don't have the strong links, the good ones. Well, you have just Danilo Pereira, but I don't think many is going to use that card. That's pretty much.
Okay, so this guy this guy, if you can fit him in or you can sub him in, actually, if you give him a engine, just a regular engine, he's got 98 crossing with 87 vision, 99 curve, good short passing, always 90, but he also has 98 agility, 98 balance, and 99 dribbling. Put that with a medium high work rate with 91 stamina and those 4-star skill moves and 5-star weak foot. There's an opportunity there. Might be a really good sub as well if you can't fit it.
Good to use him for crosses.
Yeah, and that just goes back to what we were saying earlier. The league depends the price, because if that was a Premier League player, you'd be looking at half a million, 400,000, 500,000 coins.
You can at least put a zero behind that number, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
280, 300, I don't think that's out of the question. But yeah. I wouldn't know how to link him. Quite honestly, wouldn't know.
You need two icons, I think, to link him properly. Or one if you go with a Mexican icon, of course, then you just need one. Starting at the right.
Luckily, we have so many Mexican icons to choose of.
You have two strikers, so that's Hugo Sanchez and Luis Fernandez. So.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not like... convinced by either of those.
No.
It's too bad. But I think this might be, if you're just looking at performing weekly, this might be a good sub.
Usable, absolutely. Absolutely.
Any cards you are looking at or which got your attention, Ingvi?
Not for me, maybe, but I think that the goalkeeper from Red Bull, Gulacsi, yes. He has some nice links in the Bundesliga. Upamecano inform card, for example. So those would be strong linked. And I heard the NIF was quite decent. So and of course it's nicely priced at around 35k as well. So
Decent boost. but basically don't get plus 10, so this upgrade actually matters.
Yeah.
I like the Carrillo card. I think it's fun.
That's also a good sub, yeah.
But you can't actually fit him in anywhere, so he has to be a sub. But of course, with his main pace being so high, that's cool. And for me, quite honestly, that's it. Like I said, Milinkovic-Savic has always been a fan, but not so much this year thus far. So, not a big upgrade either. Same with Eriksen. I mean, I don't think you would mind if you pack him for your weekend league rewards, but none of these parts are getting any reds. So, I think it is all right. What else do we got, guys? I have a sent in player review.
Ooh, nice. Yes.
So remember, if you go to anchor.fm/footingreview/message, and we'll drop that link into our description, you can leave us a message. It can be 1 minute long, and we'll play it on the show. Of course, if it fits all our family friendly show. That's the only thing you have to be careful of. So our dear friend of mine, we can actually call him a pro player by now, Salman from Pakistan, really cool player. Check him out on Twitter. It's at KingSunny2027. He also has Twitch, so check that out as well. A really good player. I coached him for many years now. But he sent in a player review. But he thought, wait a minute. I have to review Mbappe, and I've got 1 minute. That's not going to stick. So he sent in 2 player reviews about Mbappe. So we got 2 minutes of player reviews. Send them by Salman. Let's start the recording. Thanks for sending it in, Salman. And remember, you can also send it in. But let's start this one now.
Hello, everyone. And thanks to 14 Review for featuring me tonight on their episode. So I am reviewing Mbappe, who I packed last night. So yeah, guys, Mbappe is an absolute monster of a player, like we all expect, right? Pace, absolutely mind-blowing. He's so explosive, guys. He is so explosive. I have used a lot of players on this game, the best ones, including R9 as well. But Mbappe, when it comes to explosiveness, he is as explosive as him, because the way he gets out of the skill moves, oh my god, he's gonna destroy the defenders. You do Elastico, and the way he gets out of it, it's perfect, man. Let's talk about his dribbling. Last year, sometimes he used to feel heavy, but now he feels so light. He's so quick with the dribbling. He's so quick with the agile dribbling. The way he shifts the ball from left to right, from right to left, and the way he can, you know, do the skill move with controls, everything is so perfect about his dribbling, right? So, yeah, let's talk about his physicality now. His physicality is what you expect it to be. It's not something Lukaku offers, but it's decent enough for you to not consider it as a con. Like, his physicality, I won't consider it as a con. Alright, his stamina is good enough, even if you play a high-pressing style like I do. Let's talk about his cons. To be honest, guys, there are not many. Like, his 4-star weak foot, obviously we would love for him to have a 5-star weak foot, but in this year's game, like, a 4-star weak foot also feels like a 5-star weak foot inside the box, that is. And yeah, sometimes Mbappe does lack that X-factor finishing which CR7 has. Like, he will bury everything, but sometimes Mbappe can hit the post. 9 times out of 10 he can. Like, 9 times out of 10 he's scoring, but that one time where you expect him to score, he might miss as well. Other than that, he's a complete package. I absolutely recommend him. He is great for his pace. He's great for his price. Value is like 10 by 10. Yeah, get him in, guys. Get him in, and thank you for listening.
So get him in, guys. That's a... very high recommendation for Mbappe. What do you think, John?
Sounds amazing. If I had the coins, I would definitely get him in.
Yeah, me as well. That's the problem.
It's all about coins.
Avi, what do you think about Mbappe yourself? Have you tried him?
Can't afford him. I faced him a few times, and he seems, of course, insanely good.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
He feels a bit like a cheat code whenever I play against him.
But I think maybe Neymar is a little bit better, though. So
yes, I think that's very... I just want to get Mbappe, right? So just don't listen to this 20 seconds. I just want to get Mbappe. So Neymar's so much better. I think Neymar should be so much more expensive. I wouldn't just sell all your Mbappes, drop that price. It's not worth it. Okay, thanks. Let's see how much influence we have. No, just kidding. In all seriousness, thanks for sending that in.
Yeah, it's probably one of the best strikers, at least the non-icon ones. I haven't faced any icon strikers that are in the high class yet, luckily. I've seen some reviews of the two Pushkas, etc. And of course, they look insane. Torres card as well. So, but I think, he's so quick. And yeah, there's not many weaknesses with that card, I think.
No, I think you can't really go wrong. But thanks for that review, Salmon. We always appreciate people sending in reviews. And if you put it in a voice message like Salmon, think it's much more fun to listen to on the show because you're already hearing so much from me and Envy. But of course, we can always ask John to read it out instead of us. John?
Yes?
Have you anything to add on tonight's show?
For tonight's show, I would just say there's also a couple of objectives that I've launched today.
Oh, right. You're very correct. Sorry. Yep. Well paid attention.
Yes. Well, I want the rare mega pack from the Silver Beasts. But to do that first, you need to complete the Silver Stars objective to get your Silver Team of the Week player. So that's the objectives in there. Win two matches in the live foot friendly Silver Lounge. Second objective is score 5 goals in the live foot friendly Silver Lounge. And then the third one is to assist 4 goals in the live foot friendly Silver Lounge. So get your silver team together, get your silver player, and then off to the Silver Beast objectives. And there's 4 objectives in there. One is Silver Aces, score 10 players with a silver team of the week player, hence why you need to do the first objective. Then assist 8 goals with silver players on squad battles, professional or rivals. The third one is win 5 matches with 11 silver players, again, squad battles, professional or rivals. And then the last one is score 3 goals with silver players in 3 separate squad battle matches on professional or rivals. And then you can get a rare mega pack, so something to work away at.
I know what I'm doing Thursday. But it's not this, sorry.
Silver packs with coins.
No, I might be able to get a decent silver squad going, actually. But, first weekend league. I'm not going to do anything weird before we start a weekend league. I need to be prepared to the utmost. So, no distractions there for me. Have you guys realized that you can now register for the pro tournaments? So if you want, you can register, and if you make Elite One, you get an invite for the qualifiers, but registration is now open, so don't forget that.
Good luck to all the Elite One players. It's gonna be quite a battle, I think, this weekend league, because I think many will want to be verified already. Would save them lots of stress. So I'm pretty sure many are trading and building the best team they can get and just try to go for gold straight away, or Elite One, actually. So, but yeah, just hold nothing back, I guess.
You were going on, John?
Not qualified yet, John. I've been a little bit busy, so I've just been working my way through a few rival games. Maybe if I got my polite way finger out, I could be registered for next week, but not this weekend.
Okay, well, we'll make sure you get enough points tonight after the show. Confidence goes a long way, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and I love your confidence, John.
Yeah, wait till we're now further in the game. but thanks for joining. John, where can people find John at Talking Foot the Saint?
Yeah, just at Talking Foot on Twitter. That's where you'll find me.
Awesome. Ingvi, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Evgnoni and on the EA forums at LittleLand95.
And this is where I usually do a long line with all kinds of handles, but I just realized it's much easier to say if you go searching for food coaching on any socials, you'll find me. And if you go searching for Food in Review on any socials or podcast services or YouTube, you'll find the show. So thank you for that. Guys, I'm going to drop it. See you tomorrow.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U-T. 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 In view. F-U-T.